right, everybody. I have a different kind of video for you today. I have a interview that I am extremely excited about. As you can see by the title and the picture here, I have the anabolic doc, Dr. Thomas O'Connor here. Doc, welcome to my channel and to my show today. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Dylan.
Yes. So, guys, first of all, I'm going to give you a little rundown here of what we're going to talk about today so you can kind of have an idea. First, I'm going to talk about how Doc and I met. It's a pretty funny and good story, but it goes to show you how things can align even when you may not think they're going to. So we're going to talk about that and kind of the video I made and why Doc made one about me. And then I really want to shift that focus then to talking about my experiences with the doc and what the doc's got going on right now, because he's got a lot of really, really amazing things that I have found to be very beneficial to not only me, but that's going to be very beneficial to all my followers and to all of his and everybody else out there. So I really want to touch on as many different things as we can while we've got the time here with him. He's a very busy guy, and I'm just really thankful to have the opportunity to have him here and talk with him. And I've had the pleasure of talking with him quite a bit more than most would have the opportunity to, and it's been an absolute blessing for me, and I'm going to talk about that as well. So, Doc, if I may, I want to talk about the video I made and then the video you made back on me and how I met you in the first place. So, many of you guys know, because this is how I even knew Doc made the video. I had made a video about the best steroids to look good naked, and I laugh because Doc kind of called it in his video. He made a video that was kind of not a retaliation, but just his thoughts on my video. And in the video, he said, I have a feeling that this was made for clickbait. And I started immediately to laugh because we all know that when you make a video title, that the title's going to sell all. And I just look, you know, I got into it a little bit in the video, but the title was to intrigue people to get clicks. So it made me laugh, but I made a video about the best steroids to look good naked, and Doc did a review on it, and he was, immediately I was taken aback because how respectful he was. He could have been a dick about it, and he wasn't. He did call out some things in there, which I understood, but then I could tell he hadn't seen my other video. So I just emailed Doc. I said, hey, Doc, I really appreciate you even using my name in your video. Do you think we could, you know, talk about it and just talk? So we scheduled a call, and what we probably both assumed would be a 15-minute call turned into a couple hours. And it just went from on and on and on. And I've learned so much about Doc, but I was going to give him a chance to talk about the video that he made first and kind of how we became acquainted and how quickly we hit it off and how, because yes, I'm an influencer, but I think more along the lines of Doc than most other influencers, which I've taken a lot of shit about over time, and I don't care. But you guys that follow me know I'm more about conservative dosing and really not using it all if it can be avoided. But Doc, kind of say how you found me and why you did the video on me and what you thought and what went into that.
Well, you know, I'm a medical physician first, you know, the anabolic doc, you know, testosteronologist, and I've been doing this for 20 years this year, 20 years. My first patient on steroids was in the emergency room in the winter of Hartford, Connecticut at St. Francis Hospital, 3 o'clock in the morning, 37-year-old steroid guy in atrial fibrillation, AFib. And, you know, people since that time period, you know, that was the night, and my colleagues in the emergency room, they certainly know what AFib is, and they were working them up. They put the Cartizan drip on, and they were doing the standard. I mean, but what my colleagues didn't know, and what happened that night was that they called me up from upstairs in the call. You know, we go from the ER to the ICU to the floors. This is an 800-plus bed level one trauma center. Wow. You know, that you'll have in any big metropolitan region, you know, in cities and in America, you have community hospitals and you have level one trauma. You know, the helicopter literally has a landing pad on the top. So, jeez. And they get, yeah, so heart attacks. And so when you're trained at one of these places, I mean, you see everything. So
right.
The guys call me up and they're like, Tom, my buddies, right? We're at 3 a.m. running. We run the whole the residents run the hospital. Come out, come down. You got your friend. You got a buddy down. What? My buddy? He's an AFib. And they were so embarrassed because they didn't know the drugs he was on. And he was so intimidating. He's 5'9". He was like 240. Beautiful. I mean, just like a pro body. I don't think he was a pro bodybuilder, but he was the stature genetically of a pro body. And he was on the drugs that, right. You know, he was on a lot of gram of test and Equipoise and, you know, Dianabol, Anavar, Decadroblin, you know, the good old drugs. And then he did take a lot of Viagra because he had erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
Because of all the drugs, you know, on and off. And he was
on
drugs
for your heart, right?
He took Viagra and a lot of Red Bull. He liked Red Bull, which I like Red Bull, but yeah. Doesn't mean I have, you know, so, but I don't have Red Bull. And if I do, I have it with a sugar free. And I have it like maybe when I'm driving the RV, you know, to stay awake, or, you know, and I do it like maybe once every month. I mean, okay. So the guy's in atrial fib, he's on all these drugs. He's sitting in the bed. And of course he had his gown open for his chest. I mean, this guy was like, but he was scared. His girlfriend was scared. Gorgeous girl, right? The beautiful girl. This is an Italian guy. Here we are in the Northeast. Italian guy, good-looking Goomba. And so my buddies in the ER, doctors in the emergency room, they didn't know that. They're doing the history, and they didn't feel comfortable taking the patient history because they had no idea what D-ball and what a gram of testosterone. And they felt it was something they were nervous with if they're going to miss something.
Right.
So they call me they page me, and I'm like, guys, you're a doctor. I said, I'm up here busy on the floor getting killed with the nursing and all the people on the floor and the IC. We just work 24/7. And they go, Tom, come down, get your ass down here. And they were like, they lied to me. They were like, it's your buddy. It's your friend of yours. And I was like, holy shit, I got a friend. So I go down there, pull the curtain, boom, there he is. I've never seen this guy from Adam. And then the guy looked at me because I would, you know, my arms, I was probably about, I don't know, I was about 210. I'm 5'9", 5'10", 210. I was fucking on test and I was got on some probably DECA, you know, and I was powered. I'm a steroid user at that time, right? So he looks at me and it was just, come. I shook his head. He come. I mean, this guy was hot. Literally, I get chills. Holding my hand, just wouldn't let me go. It was talk about brother. And I'm not a homosexual. I'm not gay. Okay. So, but I'm not against gay. I'm not against anyone. No one cares, guys. No one fucking cares. Okay. No. So the guy's girlfriend too was like, and I'm like, holy shit, she's hot, but I got to work on this guy. So. Right. And I'm like, all right, what do we got, Chief? What do we got? And then it's just, I did the history. He's been on a lot of gear. He had no problems telling me. I knew all the gear. Right. And we worked him up. We broke the AFib, and we did a cardiac MRI, and we did a whole workup. And I presented him in morning report the next morning in front of about 100 people. And when I presented him, this is between New York and Boston. The smartest doctors, I will say this, smartest doctors in the world, New York and Harvard, Boston, and we're at Yale, right? University of Connecticut, where I am.
Yeah.
And yet, so arguably the smartest doctors, very arrogant. And I'm presenting a case in the morning, at morning report, smelling like shit because there's no sleeping, there's no showering. Right. And you just go to this thing and the team that's on overnight presents the case, the cool case that came in overnight, right? Heart attacks, infectious disease, right? This is medical. We're medical. We're not surgery. We're not trauma. We present cool medical cases. So I present the case. They're like, Tom, go up, get up. Go up on, you know, stand up. So I present the case. I blow everyone away. Does anyone know what Dianabol, like, let's talk about the medicines the patient's on. Does anyone in this room understand the medicines the patient's on? One girl One girl raised the hand. She's a doctor from India. You know, we have some of the smartest Indian doctors, obviously, that come. She's a resident, very smart right. girl. She's not a steroid user, and she is brilliant, right? IQ is going to be over 130, 100. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. And Deca de Roblin, blah, 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 blah. I go, whoa. You know Deca de, get up, come on up. So I finished the presentation with her at my side, and all she knew was Deca de Roblin. So
better than nothing.
So I did the presentation. The guy did okay. He became a patient of mine forever after that in my clinic because he had his heart was okay, but as he had enlargement of the left ventricle, hypertension, his red blood cells were out of control, and he became a patient of mine for the rest of my fellowship, my residency years. I never did a fellowship. I was going to be a cardiac doctor, and I decided I didn't want to be. I just want to be an internist and prevent people from seeing cardiology doctors. And then soon after I became the anabolic doc because of that night. Perfect. So getting back to your story. So here I am. I'm a doctor. I'm not a YouTube guy at this point. YouTube may not even be around 2003. And so I'm thinking, you know, I really just want to protect my brothers from steroids because I'm on steroids and sure. I know what's going to happen. Because we've known this for a long time, but there's no studies, and doctors, good doctors, they don't know. They're not on steroids. Things have changed in 20 years. So I go on my way. I start writing a magazine, Muscular Development, all blah blah blah, and then I become a YouTuber guy, and here I am. So, and then when I'm looking at my content, I go on YouTube like anyone else, and I look at I put anabolic steroid news in. I get that. I screen that. I go to Google and put anabolic doc steroids, anabolic doc. I look at me, who's doing things on me. I do, and then I put testosterone in, news, updates, medical. And then I, of course, keep my ear open for someone, unfortunately, that dies or some sad right. thing. Kind of like Generation Iron. They're like always putting out and it's just media guys. So then I was reading on something.